True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was just like the first time we went back to the firehouse. You know, Al Leiter and Todd Zeal and Bobby Valentine and myself went to the firehouse on 19th Street. I think it was Leiter and 12, Engine 7, or vice versa. But it was a full house packed of all the firemen. They were all either on duty or off duty to come pay their respects. They had a moment of silence a couple of times to honor, you know, the first tower going down, second tower going down, the plane that hit Washington, and a plane that went out down in Pennsylvania. You know, the fire department, the chiefs, the firemen and women, they appreciate us coming around, and we enjoy going back there because we feel that this should never be forgotten. And we enjoy making the trip every year. I know I circle it on my calendar to make sure I have a clear morning. And whatever, you know, Jay Harwitz, who orchestrated this every year, to make sure that I'm free. It's just an honor for me to be in the presence of these men and women who put their lives on the line day in and day out in order for us to sleep comfortable, put our heads on our pillow at night comfortable. So I enjoy going there, and I'm sure Al and Todd and Bobby felt the same way.
Pivoting to baseball tonight, should be a pretty cool night at Citi Field with Jacob deGrom returning to the mound. You know this Mets organization better than most. What, in your opinion, is Jake's legacy to the Mets, and what do you think the response is going to be tonight?
Well, his legacy is one of the greatest pitchers that playing, you know, put on a Met uniform. You know, there was Seaver and Gooden and a couple others, but Jake is right up there with him. He's had some marvelous years with the organization, and I think the crowd's going to give him a nice hand, welcome him back. I mean, I don't think Jake wanted to leave, but I wasn't part of those negotiations, and, you know, I'm on the outside looking in and hearing things, and if it was up to Jake, I think he would have wanted to stay if the right deal and right years would have been you know, accepted for him and presented to him. But you know, you have to worry about yourself and your family, and obviously the Mets, whoever, I don't recall who the general manager at the time was, decided to move on for Jake, which I think was a terrible mistake, because he could have been the foundation of that pitching staff for a number of years, and he could have been the leader, the stopper of that staff. You know, every fifth day, you know what you're going to get out of Jake.
And then tomorrow should be a fun day at Citi Field with the Alumni Classic. What are you expecting tomorrow in terms of the results from the guys? You think everyone's going to be playing 100% out there? And how excited are you to get out there?
I'm very excited. Unfortunately, I won't be able to participate. I just had shoulder replacement surgery a couple of months ago, so I'll probably be coaching or being a cheerleader, but our main objective is to make sure nobody gets hurt tomorrow. Everybody, and to have fun. I mean, it would be great to see the guys who obviously played at Shea Stadium, and then to see the, as I say, the younger guys who played at Citi Field. It'll be great. I think it's a great thing that the organization does, you know, Steve Cohen and Alex and the rest of the organization, to bring back former players, to have an event like this every year or every other year, and for the players to see each other and their former teammates and to have fun, and also to root our current Mets on. We know we're in a little bit of a funk right now, but we still got a long way to go, 17, 18 games or whatever's left on the schedule. And I think we're okay. You know, everybody's panicking, but as the last I saw, we were a game and a half or two games up, still in the wild card. So, you know, the guys will come home, get be able to sleep in their own bed, get their some home cooking, and hopefully the crowd will be behind them and supporting them and help us, you know, get a couple of wins on this homestand.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.